Nico Williamson, 27, founder of Climate Cars. Nico Williamson's office is in a state of organised chaos. The shelves are filled with an assorted jumble of stuff. Two Blackberries, a copy of The Economist, a Jamiroquai album, piles of loose change, and the novel One Day by David Nichols, which he has yet to read. No time, he explains, looking wistfully out of the window at the Battersea Heliport in southwest London. I need to go on holiday to read books. It's no surprise that Williamson is busy. In 2007, he launched the carbon-neutral cab company, Climate Cars, after graduating in modern history from Bristol University. 3 years on, the business employs 14 full-time staff, runs a fleet of 70 cars, and has a £2.4 million annual turnover, generating £1.6 million in profit. I was always obsessed with starting businesses when I was little, says the 27-year-old, who grew up in the Dorset countryside. It's sad, but I remember I used to get excited by Richard Branson. During his degree, Williamson had a couple of internships with various hedge funds in the summer holidays, but it didn't click with me, just watching other people do things. He had the idea for Climate Cars after driving past a garage in Bristol that offered environmentally friendly car conversions. I always loved cars but felt guilty about loving them, admits Williamson, whose great-grandfather, William Watson, was a racing car driver. His portrait is propped up against one office wall. Then I thought, why not make taxis greener? That's where it all came from. He sought investment from his family and friends and put together a business plan while writing his dissertation on American slavery in Florida. I'd be in the British Library, and when I was bored of case studies of another slave, I'd do a bit on climate cars. A rival green taxi company launched just as he had put the finishing touches to his business plan. But we're different, and aimed more towards the corporate market, says Williamson, whose drivers are told to open doors for passengers and offer them bottled water for the journey. The global financial crisis has, he believes, made entrepreneurship a more attractive career option for his contemporaries. Lots of people have been laid off and putting their redundancy payoffs towards setting up a business. They're realising that working punishing hours for someone else isn't that rewarding. One of my friends has started a taco chain and another has started a fashion website. What are his ambitions for the future? To grow this business into one of the biggest car companies in London and introduce more electric cars to our fleet. And, presumably, to find the time for that David Nichols novel.